BBC News with Moira Alderson. Iran's president says the US blockade of Iranian ports, along with threats and a breach of commitments, are the main obstacles to genuine negotiations. Masoud Pezeshkian also accused Washington of endless hypocritical rhetoric. The White House press secretary says President Trump has not set a time for when the extension of the ceasefire with Iran will expire. Our North America correspondent David Willis has more details.
No end date has been given for the extended ceasefire, but with Iran emphatic that it won't reopen the Strait of Hormuz, the two sides appear to have reached a stalemate. The White House says President Trump is satisfied with the situation and continues to insist the US is in control. Nonetheless, a short while ago came news that the US Navy Secretary John Phelan, effectively the man in charge of overseeing the blockade of Iranian ports, has been sacked. A terse statement from the Pentagon said simply that Mr. Phelan had been replaced by his deputy.
Lebanon's Prime Minister Nawaf Salam has accused Israel of war crimes after another Lebanese journalist was killed in the south of the country. Amal Khalil was hit by an Israeli airstrike while reportedly seeking cover in a house. Lebanese officials say it was a deliberate and targeted attack. Mr. Salam said rescue teams were also blocked from reaching the scene. He said Lebanon would bring the incident before international forums. The Israeli military has denied targeting journalists and preventing rescue teams from reaching the area. Clayton Weimer is the executive director of Reporters Without Borders North America, an organization dedicated to defending press freedom.
It's a callous disregard on top of what appears to be a deliberate and targeted killing of a journalist. Israel denies that it targets journalists, but that just can't be the case given the record of this war. With over 220 journalists killed just in Gaza since the start of the conflict there, if that's Israel not targeting journalists, I'd hate to see what it looks like when it is.
A cryptocurrency venture co-founded by President Trump's family is being sued by one of its billionaire backers over allegations of extortion. Our North America technology correspondent Lily Jamali reports from San Francisco.
In a lawsuit filed in San Francisco, Justin Sun accused World Liberty Financial of hatching a scheme to unlawfully seize crypto tokens he bought from the company for more than $40 million. He also alleges the company froze all of his tokens, blocking him from selling them. World Liberty Financial has denied wrongdoing, calling the allegations baseless. Mr. Sun revealed last year that he was the biggest holder of the firm's so-called Trump coin. The venture has drawn controversy from critics who say it enables the president to sell influence. The top U.S. securities regulator dropped an investigation into Mr. Sun last year once President Trump took office.
BBC News. President Zelensky has said the approval by European Union ambassadors of a $100 billion loan to Ukraine sends the right message to Russia. The money is due to be released after Hungary removed its veto and Ukraine restarted the pumping of Russian oil through a pipeline to Slovakia and Hungary. Britain and France are expected to sign a deal on Thursday that will put hundreds more police and military personnel on French beaches to stop undocumented migrants from travelling on smaller boats to the UK. Nearly $900 million are due to be allocated to the three-year scheme. However, a large amount can be withdrawn after a year if the number of crossings aren't reduced. Ghana's government says the South African authorities have begun an investigation into a series of xenophobic attacks against Ghanaians. Several videos showing Ghanaians being assaulted in South Africa have been shared widely in recent days. Such attacks are often fueled by economic struggles, misinformation and historical tensions. Protests and violence targeting non-South Africans have increased ahead of local elections this year. A 10-year-old girl on holiday in Wales has become the first person to discover a critically endangered species of Mexican salamander in the wild in Britain. Evie Hill spotted the axolotl, which is native to just one lake in Mexico, hiding under a bridge. Her mum, Melanie, says her daughter loves watching videos of people finding unusual creatures, so she was sceptical at first.
I couldn't believe Evie had actually seen an axolotl at all. I thought, oh, she's seen a newt or something. Evie's always finding things like this. Not axolotl, but newts and bugs. And it's just complete surprise to see that she was actually holding this axolotl. I'd never even knew that they could grow that big. I'd been telling Evie all this time that those that she watches on YouTube, they're not real. And yeah, here I am with one in my kitchen.
BBC News.